Tapping in, because you know something's just got to be said. This topic really should have been episode one, but it wouldn't have been fair to tell any of you to do something I wasn't doing. But as of the date of this publishing, I will have made it 45 days completely sober, voluntarily, for the first time. And I am telling you, there is no better feeling of clarity than having a body and mind clear of any toxins. Regardless of what your drug of choice is, and regardless of how good or successful you are while using them, just know you are playing with the equivalent of a handicap. Ask yourself, why are you ripping the bong every night? Honestly, why? What pain are you trying to numb? What topic are you trying to get your mind off of? Like the title says, you can either keep trying to sedate yourself or start on the path of remaking yourself. I can tell you firsthand the slow death that weed causes, personally. Starts off in high school with your buddies ripping gravity bongs during lunch, and the next thing you know, you're 26 sucking pens in your parents' basement wondering where the last 10 years went. I used to dream of the day weed would be legalized, literally fantasize about it. But now that it's here, I see it for the poisonous trap that it is. Just a way to sedate the population and demobilize the youth into becoming brain-dead couch potatoes who spend their time daydreaming instead of taking action. Now, our focus needs to be lasered, all right? It needs to be tunnel-visioned on our purpose, and we cannot achieve it without having a sober mind to make sober decisions. And I'm telling you right now, you know, it's not going to be easy. Pause is real. Post-acute withdrawal symptoms are real. They range anywhere from 2 weeks up to 6 months, depending on what you've been on and the longevity you've been on it. But I promise you it will be worth it. Every day I feel better. My brain gets sharper. My body functions smoother. This is how you reset to factory settings, all right? Every morning you wake up, you get a choice and a chance. The chance to make the right choice. And the more wrong choices you make, the less chances you're going to get. So you can choose to continue to sedate yourself, or you can take the chance to remake yourself.